Dit fragment is genomen uit de onbewerkte en authentieke audioregistratie door John S. Goldsmith en is onder auteursrechtelijke bescherming naar internationaal recht volgens de conventie van Bern. Respecteer dat alsjeblieft.
Good evening. Before we go into the lesson tonight, let us clear up these questions. And the first one is asking for a further explanation of the Christ, the term the Christ, as it is used in our work. The term the Christ has more than one meaning. And for that reason, is not an easy one to understand by reason, but rather intuitively, you understand which way it is being used. In one sense, the term the Christ, as we use it, means actually the individualization of God, or the Spirit of God in individual being, or the individual being itself. How to clarify that? I, in my true identity, am the Son of God, or offspring of God, or Christ. When I think of myself as Joel, then I think of the Christ as a spirit in me, that is, the presence of God in me. That presence of God in you is the same Christ. But the presence of this Spirit of God or Christ in me may be manifest or expressed very tangibly, whereas in those who have not gone far on the spiritual path, it may have no expression whatsoever. In other words, an ordinary human being living an ordinary human life shows forth little or none of the Christ. It is only in proportion as one begins to be influenced by this invisible presence or spirit that they are showing forth the Christ. Up to that time, they are showing forth some degree of their own humanhood. It may be a very brilliant humanhood, it may even be a very good one, but that does not necessarily mean that it is of the nature of the Christ. Now just think what I've said. I, in my true identity, am the very Christ, or Son of God. Joel, however, is originally a man of flesh, to which some measure of the Spirit of God has become evident, expressed, manifest, through seeking for it, through seeking God, searching for God, mingling with spiritual people or people on the spiritual path, developing one's spirituality. Lo and behold, one day I find that I'm not living wholly on my own wisdom or physical strength or mental or moral or financial, but that there is this spirit in me which sometimes goes before me to prepare a place for me, sometimes goes before me to create business for me, sometimes goes before me even to prepare a parking space for me. Now, I'm not consciously directing it to do that, but it does happen. And Then I may say, ah, the Christ, or presence of God, is with me. Not only is with me, but consciously, tangibly manifest. As I progress on the spiritual path, this becomes much more true